Hello, it's been a minute. How you guys doing? I hope you guys are fine. So one thing just prompted me to record this after a stretch of like 4 months, I think. Man, I've been struggling with consistency in this side, but at least today something unique has made me just open the app and just start recording. A sweet mistake, I must say. So normally I wake up at 4 and then do my usual morning routines, then get out of the house by the latest 6 for work. But today was different. I don't know how I saw the clock, because I woke up at 3 and in my head I was thinking, man, how late am I today? I thought it was 4. So I've been working with 1 hour time. So after I was done with all my routine and all the things that I do in the morning, and I've prepared, I've already polished my shoe, I've worn my shirt, I've done everything literally before I got to work, I hear my alarm, because my alarm for 5, because I normally put an alarm at 4, then another one at 5. Not that the 5 one wakes up the 4 one, no. The 5 one signals to me that the 1 hour for my morning routines is up, and I should be getting ready to shower, to take tea, and do all the other stuff that are prerequisite before I go to work. So today, after I'm done with everything, I got my clock and my 5 alarm goes. And for a minute, I just think like, what? This should be a mistake. So I do what I normally do, and I feel like I'm not convinced. I go to Google. I was fucking happy. Then I say to myself, this is an extra hour of doing something. And I just said, because if you want to start anything in life, you just have to take that first step. That first step is always the most important. Yeah, because I know I'm struggling with consistency, as many people are, because life just throws at you a lot, and before you even like shake off the dust, it's 4 months in. So I credit sweet mistakes like this one. Like I just woke up 1 hour earlier without me being oblivious about it, and I'm taking the first step after a long time. And I think you guys can take like some tips here. Just take the first step, because I normally don't like just having a podcast app that doesn't tell someone to do something, that doesn't teach something, because otherwise I'd have just wasted your time. You'd rather even listen to radio or something else. And and when you make these mistakes that okay, not necessarily sweet, because sometimes you might find like you make a mistake and then you're just beating yourself up. Sometimes just embrace the mistakes. You never know. Maybe something was coming out of the mistake. So don't beat yourself up. Just rise up, dust yourself, and keep moving. And always just be focused. Even if you're out of consistency, just never forget to feed your mind. And now it is something I was not accustomed to. Never forget to feed your body. Yeah, I said it. Cook for yourself, especially for the guys who stay by themselves. Cook for yourself. Have some morning exercises if you don't go to gym. Just literally just take care of yourself. No one else will do that before you do it. And just notice that it's infective. If someone else sees you doing it for yourself, taking care of yourself, feeding your mind, feeding your body, feeding your habits, feeding your character. Someone else will see that, and it infects you. And that's how people change the world, I think. Anyway, it's been a long episode. This is the first episode, I think, I've not even written something down. I just came here like freestyle. And I think I'll be doing more of this because I think it saves on time and at least you get to do something. They always say you'd rather do something that is not top-notch, in, especially in content creation, than spend hours preparing for something which can make you just postpone things, just procrastinate, which is not good in the long run. It's better consistency than quality in content production. Anyway, that's all for today. I hope you guys have a good day. Bye.